Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Frenchie Ahalt. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson bunts towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frenchie Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards short. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Uhalt moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Uhalt scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons is walked intentionally. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken misplays the ball. That's an error on Boken. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 1 in the game. Kom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson throws the ball into Bonura, who tags Kom trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bochan strikes out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Earnshaw covering. Safe. Myatt moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bochan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kom hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boken hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Uhalt reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bokan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.